Well, good morning. I'm Pat Feldbowl, and with me, my guest, Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Tim, how you doing?
I'm great, Pat. It's always a privilege to be with you, and I'm happy to be back this month.
Well, we've got August just about over, and usually that month is associated with the dog days of summer, people taking breaks and vacations, things of that nature. But you have been kind of the opposite of that at the Film Commission, am I right?
Absolutely. We've had a tremendous, tremendous summer. Lots of production going on in Western New York, and a lot of movies, some TV shows and TV pilots have been poking around. So we've had a really, really busy, busy summer.
So what's been going on?
Well, we had a great short film called Zero Shapiro. Brett Rodell, one of our great crew members in Western New York here, wrote and directed this film. It was shot all over Buffalo. Also, a movie, or actually a television pilot called Locke. And this is Joe Blodgett, another great local talent of ours, who wrote and directed this piece as well. And then we had a we talked about this last month, but we now can talk a little bit about more about it. It is a sort of a confidential project that will be released on the internet a little later in September. And it saw a race car and race car driver and whole big film crew all over Buffalo. And they went through 70 pair of tires, they tell me, ripping and roaring through neighborhoods and, well, actually not so much neighborhoods, but through industrial areas of Buffalo. And then we also went out and did some work in Eden as well. And they had a near miss with the train out there. And so that'll be coming out soon. Also, a movie called Curtains is shooting here now. And we'll be wrapping tomorrow, Wednesday. And that is Fred Olen Ray, who is a famous director. And his son, Christopher Olen Ray, is producing that. And they are back for their fourth feature in 2 years here in Western New York. So we're very proud to have them back. And actually, it's kind of funny because Jordan Ladd is starring in that, who is Cheryl Ladd's daughter and Alan Ladd's granddaughter. So there's a little bit of a Hollywood a connection to all of this. But, yeah, we've had some tremendous things shooting this summer and a lot looking forward to for the fall. So, you know, I'm anxious to see what the future brings.
Anything you can tease us with as far as what's coming up?
Yeah, there's a pretty good-sized film that we've been courting, and they gave us the thumbs up the other day that said that they would be here in the fall. But they're still working out a lot of issues, casting and otherwise. So we'll have to wait to talk about that probably next time we get together here.
Well, just humor me here. Is it anywhere near the level or the visibility of something like Marshall?
It will be a little closer to Marshall than other films have been. It will probably not be as large of a budget as Marshall, and it won't be that sort of period piece that we saw with Marshall, but for sure it will be a larger production. So you'll see much more activity with this one than many others that we see come through town.
Well, Tim, I think we've hit the wall here time-wise, but I'd like to thank you for stopping by with the August Film Report.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always great to be with you.
My guest, Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldbowl. You're listening to WBFO's Press Pass.